All right. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Hey, Tanner, we actually got a complaint about bump music that you've selected from Pink Floyd, saying it's so predictable. Apparently, the emailer has never heard us do the Sid Barrett era Pink Floyd stuff, like See Emily Play, Arthur Lane, Jug Band Blues. So that ain't predictable, baby. That ain't predictable at all. Anyway, welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we play a lot more than Pink Floyd bump music, by the way. I mean, we have a pretty eclectic collection of bump music. But, Tanner, don't take it personally. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it whatsoever. But anyway, hey, Tanner, you tempted to be driven to drink yet? I mean, you've been in the business now for, you know, well, like a year or so. Any temptation entering the picture there?
Temptation, that's already been acted upon.
Yeah, probably about 1:59 this afternoon before you have to come on with me, right?
No, only after work.
Oh, it's a lot better to do it during work. It makes the time go so much faster. I'm not going to name names because I don't rat, but when I was coming into the business, it was an era of, I would say, rampant alcoholism and drug abuse. I won't name the station. I will never name the people. But it wasn't unusual to see residue of little white lines in the men's room. And I was kind of naive. I thought, somebody must have been putting talcum powder on here. That's kind of awkward. And used to work with a guy who used to put a flask on the turntable and then turn the turntable on to move it into drinking position. That doesn't happen anymore these days, believe me. And I'm not even going to tell you about some of the other stuff behind the scenes, but boy, has the business changed. Anyway, it's 12. Used to be a lot more fun. Anyway, it's 12 minutes after 4. Then it got all corporate-y. 12 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you, and this is a topic that I've never addressed before, and I'm going to stick with it for a bit. If you are blind, how do you get by? Seriously, how do you get by? And there are things that some of us might not think of. For example, if you were blind in the blizzard of 22, it had to be extra terrifying for you, I would think. Unless you already worked out blizzard hacks, if you are blind and you come down with stomach flu, how many of us in the middle of the night have awakened and said, "Oh no!" And you have to make the mad dash, hoping against hope that your throat stays closed until you reach the proper receptacle. And if somebody moves it on you, man, you're in trouble. And something else, and I'm not trying to be gratuitously disgusting here, but in particular with guys. You know, there's a lot of guys who, let's just say, when urinating, they have target issues. And sometimes it's not even their fault. It's not like they're intentionally going on the floor. It's just that, as the urologist would say, there's a forking effect sometimes. I said forking, and I don't need to go into details on that. I mean, if you're a blind guy, is it just appropriate to sit down to pee? I mean, these are things that I wonder about. And in light of the Lumi ads, there's something else I'd like to ask, but I don't think I'm going to ask that, but you can pretty much imagine where I'm going with that. Like, how do you know when the job is, when the paperwork is done? Aha! How do you know when the paperwork is actually done? Bidet? I don't know. These are things that I don't know, and nobody ever talks about. 803, but I talk about them because I'm classless, actually. No, I'm just a real human being, and I live a real human life like you guys do. It's just a little more eccentric than most of you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I love the calls that have come in so far. I'm glad to hear from Jack Civiletto, who's a longtime Buffalo entertainer. And he started playing guitar when he was sighted. And then he lost his sight, but he did not give up his love for the guitar. And frankly, I'm fully sighted. I have enough of a hard time learning songs from YouTube being fully sighted, much less having to learn while blind. I don't know that I'd have the patience to deal with that. I barely have the patience to deal with it the other way. I thought it was a great accomplishment, finally getting Idiot Wind by Bob Dylan down. All right, that only took an hour. But I'm just saying, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Those of you who are blind, how about those of you who live with somebody who is blind? How about those of you, okay, let's just rewind the clock if we can, okay? God, I'd love to hear from people in their 20s and 30s who are going through this because you've got your whole lives ahead of you, right? I'm just saying, you got a lot to which to look forward. But the meeting people, if you are blind, how do you even go about dating? Now, Jack and I had a little banter about guitar players never have any problem picking up women. I'm sorry, that came out so sexist. Guitar players, for some reason, are especially attractive to people of both sexes. Here, is that a little more 2023 for you? Okay, good. 803, I'm sorry, I said both sexes. Clearly, that's a hate speech. All sexes and all identifications. Thank you. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, how do you deal, and how do you get from point A to point B? The bus? Do you ride share? I mean, that costs money. You got to have some bucks for that if you're going to do it every day. You know, what kind of work do you do if you're blind? That hasn't really come up but a couple of times. This show, I could probably work blind, probably. But to be very frank with you, and don't take this the wrong way, and I don't encourage others to adopt my particular viewpoint on this, I could work blind, but I really don't know that I'd want to live that way. Because it just, to me, it comes a point in life where, you know, you just say, okay, it was a great ride, man, but it's time for me to fly, if I can use a musical reference. 80, and those of you who traumatically and suddenly lost your eyesight. I can't imagine how depressing that would be for you. 1 minute you're driving along, da-da-da-da-da, and then some yahoo T-bones you, and you suffer severe trauma to the optic nerves, and suddenly you're blind with no hope of recovery. It happens in an instant. What happens? And then here's something else that has not come up. I don't know if people just don't want to talk about it, but, I mean, you could be happily married, great relationship, da-da-da-da-da, and then you get in some horrible accident and you go blind, and the person who promised to be with you in sickness and in health says, yeah, you know what, I can't deal with this. I don't do emotion. I don't do illness, so you're on your own. I'm sure that's happened to some of you. It's got to be very, very heartbreaking. You lose your vision, and then you lose the person who is most important to you. The good news is they don't deserve you anyway. Screw them. I mean, not literally, of course. Here is, speaking of going blind, here is Jay in Elmira on WBEN. Jay, go ahead.
How you doing, Tom?
Sir.
Well, I want to tell you, the guy that talked before me talking about sense of humor is absolutely 150% true. I've been blind for now a little over 5 years. Give me any joke, But if anybody sees any blind people out there, don't try to trip them, pull their chair away, mess with their food, mess with their drink, because you're probably going to get punched in the face by
Who would do that? I mean, I talked with Jack Civiletto about putting a capo on his guitar because that's like a guitar player thing. I figured he'd find it funny, and he did. But I can't imagine anybody being that sadistic to actually do that. I really can't. So hold on WBEN. And it's the same thing, like I said at the beginning of the show. If you see somebody wearing an eye patch, and I'm not a real sensitive guy. It takes a lot to get under my skin. But once you get under my skin, I will go all out Sicilian on you. Make no mistake about it. No disrespect to any Sicilians currently listening. Believe me. But as far as, what the hell was I going to say? Clearly dementia is an issue here. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But if somebody's wearing an eye patch, believe me, the last, you know what you get sick of hearing? Arg! Like, yeah, you know what? Somebody's wearing an eye patch. They're wearing it for a very good reason. They're not trying to make a fashion statement. They're not trying to look like a badass. They just need an eye patch. And I'm sure people are well-intentioned, but believe me, when you've heard it for the 10th time in one day, it does get a little bit annoying. And frankly, I may have told some people to perform a physically impossible act if they said, "Arg!" and they were the ninth person that day to do it, especially at the beginning. Then after a while, you just kind of get used to the ignorance. Let us get back to Jay in Elmira on WBEN. Jay, so anyway, you were sighted and then you stopped being sighted.
That is correct. 5 years ago, I was in an explosion, and when I woke up out of my coma, I was blind. I wasn't blind for the explosion, but I had a stroke during the coma within, they said the 31st day, which I have no idea how they know that, but that's what it is.
So what has been, for you, the biggest challenge about... I can't believe how many people we have calling the station who are blind. I mean, I knew we had a lot of blind listeners. I was not expecting this. What's been the biggest challenge?
At first, it was my mobility. And here's a couple life hacks that... And I've always been told I got great ingenuity. I'm like, well, I got these outsheds. How am I going to get to them? Well, I can't see. I'm 150% blind, just black, no light, no nothing. So I found out that Amazon sells these little things with buttons on it, and there's like five or six fobs that so you can find your keys. And I'm like, I got an idea. Let's put one on each one of these sheds, and I can push the button because there's four or five, whatever you get. And I'm like, okay, listen to the noise and walk towards it with my white cane.
Huh.
That worked phenomenal. But the one that everybody is amazed about is, and it's real cheap to do, my mom's place is around my pond and over a football field long, up a hill. I had somebody put in the ground 2 inches down a piece of coax cable. You can use an invisible fence for a dog or whatever. Now, I went to Harbor Freight and bought a metal detector, and every time I swipe across that, it's going to make that beep. I can walk up to her place 2 feet away from that pond, no problem, right to her steps, and from there, I can go another 700 feet to my uncle's and stop and visit him. And that was, it's one of these things that came up, and everybody's like, how did you think about it? Well, one of my buddies said something about a metal detector and going metal detector. I'm like, no, wait a minute here. I think I can use something like this, and it actually worked very, very well. And a lot of people never heard about it. Think of an old lady that wants to go out to her garden. Just a little piece of wire in the ground, and I think it paid $35 for that Harbor Freight metal detector. And little ingenuity will get you a long way when you're blind.
That's I'm getting this very strong sense that many of our sightless listeners are extremely ingenious when it comes to these life hacks about being blind. Jay, thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. I'm going to continue this in the next half hour. I'll switch gears in all likelihood for the 5 o'clock hour. So if you want to get in on this, I would call now just so I don't have to set the show up again and bore you to tears. I want to hear from people who are blind and how do you get by? And here's something else. It hasn't come up yet, and I thought it might. Remember yesterday, Alan Harris was talking about people falling in parking lots because we're not used to walking on ice because, you know, we have a learning curve because we're just dumb human beings, and I'm the same way. You want to see me on the stairs some morning when I'm not ready for it? Yeah, hello. It's amazing I haven't broken my neck. But in the wintertime, if you're blind, I mean, how do you know when you're coming up on a patch of black ice or sidewalk ice? I mean, that's got to really be horrible. And those of us who are sighted, I don't think we quite understand. And like I said, even without the use of one eye for a while, the embarrassment, it wasn't pain, I know how to fall, but the embarrassment of falling down three stairs, going to my side door, that the biggest blow is to my pride. Because at that very moment, the only thing that went through my mind was, I've fallen, and you know the rest of it. 428 at News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, there's a local, I will tell you, I take full responsibility for naming a company, but Catholic Health locally has a great service that is, I think, better than the nationally advertised service. So get in touch with Catholic Health and ask about their alert system for your senior relatives. That's what I got for my mom, and I'm damn glad I did because it came in handy a couple of months ago. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here.
Send this out to Michelle.
I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so big.
Because Michelle had the audacity to say when we do Pink Floyd music bumps at the bottom of the hour, they're so predictable. Michelle, my love, when is the last time you heard Jug Band Blues on any radio station, AM or FM? Here's the answer. The last time I played it. Thanks, Michelle, for the emails. I hope I had a good time going back and forth with you. But, Michelle, I just got to warn you. After seeing Captain Jack, a local duet, last week at Risotto's, I'm afraid that I'll be going into a Billy Joel phase very soon. Yep.
Well, I'm on the down east or Alexa.
Sorry.
And I'm cruising through Block Island Sound.
Quick, name the movie.
But tonight I am Nantucket bound.
Hangover, where they go to Asia.
We took on diesel back in Montauk yesterday.
I think that was Hangover 2.
Left this morning from the Bell and Gardner's
Bangkok
Bay.
Has him now.
Like all the
all right, so I was just having a little fun. Look, I mean, after all these years, you and I have a relationship, and it's usually pretty good, and it's pretty fun. So I hope you enjoyed that little foray into music, Michelle. Anyway, it's really funny because I can say the stupidest stuff on the radio, and nobody well, one guy complains, but nobody complains. But the music bumps, you guys take seriously. But I have to be very frank with you. Tanner Saunders, he selects most of the music bumps on the show, and he is amazing. He's in my head. He knows what to play before I even tell him or ask him what to select. So Tanner is outstanding at what he does. But just for that, I'm thinking maybe Anthony's song. Tanner, you got to whip out Anthony's song. I need to hear the beginning of that because there's a local band that usually likes to play that for me because they know I like it because it's the song with which Billy Joel opened up at the stadium last time he was in Buffalo. You got that ready for us before we go back to the calls? He's working on it. He's working on it. He's just going to let it rip because if you know Tanner, that's what he does. I mean, musically speaking, not flatulently speaking. Yeah. I don't know what it is about this song. I have no idea.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for someday.
I mean, Downeaster Alexa is great. This song is great. Scenes from an Italian restaurant. I mean, there are just so many unbelievable Billy Joel songs. I didn't even name Piano Man. Anyway, if you we did talk to Jack Civiletto before, but there's a duo out there, as I said, Captain Jack, a Billy Joel tribute, and one of the guys who's in it is a medical doctor and a friend of mine, and I don't know the other guy's name, and it's driving me crazy, but the... Both of them sound like Billy Joel in equal measure, and it's almost disturbing how much they sound like Billy Joel. There's another guy out there. I've seen his solo act, and he sounds even more like Billy Joel and used to be part of a Billy Joel tribute band. I mean, there's tribute bands now for everybody, really. Anyway, welcome. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. And the local music performers are just absolutely tremendous and add a lot of joy to my life. And like you, I've got my favorite acts. You've got your favorite acts. And John Waite is coming to the Riviera on Saturday night. I can't believe how many people I know are going to that one. I guess I'll see you there. All right, so 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN, and I paid for my tickets. Thank you very much. Here is, I always like to throw that out there because there's always somebody wondering if there's some hanky-panky going on, and I don't swim in that stuff. Here's Emily in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Emily, we're talking about blindness, and this is a show I've never done before, and I'm so glad that I'm doing it today, this part of the program. Tell us your story.
Well, you and I spoke yesterday.
Oh, the dog lady.
You told me to call back today.
Yes, I did.
Yes, and what I did do was I did email you two blogs that I had written for one of my attorney friends, but I'm going to tell you, I've been listening to your callers, and I am a rehab teacher for the visually impaired. I'm a certified occupational therapist. My last position was executive director for the Erie County Office for the Disabled. And I trained at the police academy. I worked on accessibility projects out at the stadium. So we blind people can do an awful lot of things. But I will tell you my biggest challenge. I'm blind. My daughter was born normal, contracted meningitis, and she was deaf. So, Mama couldn't see where she went when she was walking, and she couldn't hear me when I called. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that one, because my story is I earned every gray hair I color.
I take absolutely no pleasure in anybody's misfortune. I know that you called in and the intention was humorous and to basically say, hey, look, you think it's tough being blind, try being the mother of somebody who gets meningitis and then goes deaf. But I mean,
and 4 days old, so you can only imagine. But we had you know what? I always say there's worse things in this world. And if, being blind is, I learned blind techniques to do everything. I've lived alone for probably the past 9 years. And, you know, I just, and people say, how do you do it? Well, while I was waiting, I made a meatloaf for dinner today. So really? Cut up onions and mixed the meat and put it in the fridge to put up in the oven. We can do everything, but we can't see. And the one thing I would like to do is drive. I've done it illegally. Oh, I didn't say that.
you actually didn't say that. And anybody who thought they heard you say that you have driven illegally, their radios all went at the same time to merge words together that were not actually consecutively spoken by you.
Yeah. But, you know, when people say, well, we're going to go someplace, and I said, well, I would drive this time, but my car's in the shop. You know, I can't understand why they can't fix it. So I like the one comment or a couple of comments from people that had said that humor, you know, you got to be humorous about things. And when somebody says, did you see that? And I go, no, what happened? So I do have a sense of humor, and life is not perfect. If it was, I would see. So that's what I can leave you with. But I'm going to leave you with a blind tip.
Okay.
Did you ever do laundry and you washed your socks and one came out and you couldn't find the other one?
That would be a weekly occurrence, my love.
So here's your thing. You buy some pins, safety pins. When you take your socks off, you pin them together. You throw them in the washer, you'll get a pair in the dryer. The only thing you may do at some point, lose a whole pair, but besides that.
Okay, you're talking about what to most people would be an ordinary, mundane, routine task, but you can't see. How many times have you pricked your finger?
A few times, but not too many.
Yeah, I mean,
not too many. I have, you know, and we use markers. We use rubber bands. We use safety pins. We use high dot marks. And I actually found a washer and dryer. I was so excited through a store, and I guess I can't say the name of the store, but it actually has a dial that I can turn and locks, and I can find, I know exactly once I memorized the location of the different temperatures and things like that, I am able to do, you know, my laundry independently without using any adaptations.
Hmm.
One last key, too, is people need to understand that anything that people who are blind or visually impaired or have some type of disability, the equipment is so expensive. And it's frustrating because some of it, there's specialties. People have specialties in training blind people and how to use computers and things like that. But, boy, you pressed the wrong button today, and wow. But I hope you find those two articles that I sent you. I think you'll find them very interesting.
I got the one. I read the one, but
which
I didn't
one
get the
did
other
you
one.
Get?
I got the, let's see, it starts off with, I am blind, I have a beautiful yellow Labrador, that one?
That's Working Dogs and Their Differences. I wanted to send you the other one.
Oh, I got Our Drivers Becoming Blindsighted.
Blindsighted,
yes. That's the title of the one I got. I did not get the other one, but hold on, because you mentioned computers, and I want to ask you about the iPhone, and I want to ask you about what it's like being blind and using computers, because I will tell you, I have an Android phone, and if I do voice to text, I can't tell you the number of inane text messages I have sent to Tim Wenger over the time I've had this new phone. And some of them are outright embarrassing. They're so inane. They make no sense. And it's got to be, well, hold on, because we'll get into that. I mean, I've sent Tim a few inane messages over the years. But look, we all get into trouble with voice to text. I mean, we tell people we work with certain things that could get us into trouble with HR when we didn't say it. The phone just went its own way. Yeah, that's the ticket. I want to go back to Emily, whose call yesterday prompted me to do this show about what it's like to be blind. And we're not talking about like 1% or less than 1% of the population. We're talking anywhere from 6 to 10% of you have serious visual issues, including blindness, which would mean that about 30% of you, this is a daily challenge with somebody you know or love. And that is why I have stayed with it as long as I have. Now, Emily, let's start with computers. Obviously, you can use computers because I received, well, I got one of your emails. I got one of your documents.
I'll send you one at a time again so you can read them. What happened was I got off the computer, and then when I went back to it after I got your email address, so that's maybe why you didn't get it, but I will send it to you again.
Oh, I'd appreciate that, but how difficult? I mean, I can't type to save myself. My fingers are fat. I hit the wrong keys constantly. I put it in a cap lock accidentally. I'm a moron when it comes to tech, and you're blind, and you're better at it than I. So how do you do it?
Well, I'm a touch typist, and I have mine's voice synthesized. It's not voice activated, it's voice synthesized. So what I'm typing, it's telling me what I'm saying.
Hmm. See, because I'll voice the text on my cell phone, Tim, should we carry the president? And it comes out, Tim, will you marry me presently? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, the only thing I've done that was I sent emails to some of the people that I had worked with in the past, and I thought I had deleted their emails, so that was kind of embarrassing. But I have a printer, I have copies, I have a talking phone, I have a talking, what do you call it? Well, here you go.
It is 4:54 p.m.
Talking watch, talking clocks, everything I have talks to me, so I don't get very lonely.
Yes, but it's, your social life. I mean, you sound like an absolutely delightful person, and I don't know what your predilections are, but do you have any issues with loneliness or with finding somebody who will actually give you a chance?
No, because I actually found the most wonderful man who would absolutely I adore and adores me. And it all started out with I met him at a nursing home, and I don't know, but I just picked up that he kind of was sad or something, and I said, can I give you a hug? And he hesitated, and then he said yes. So from then on, we developed a friendship, and yeah, no, I'm not shy. I'm outgoing. I like to have fun, and you know, it's just, I'm like everybody else. I want to live, I want to love, and I want to enjoy. And, you know, I thank God every day because I don't know which article you read, but the one that tells you I was the executive director for the Office for the Disabled. And, you know, it was like, oh, God, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? And then when I got that job, I knew that that's where I needed to be because I used every skill that I had learned during my lifetime and kept learning, you know, because I worked with other people. I care about people, you know.
Well, obviously.
Now,
well,
you know,
Emily, I want you to know here before I got to take a break here to get the news and everything.
Sure.
That, I mean, your call yesterday spurred this whole topic today. I promised I would do it, and I'm doing it. And I think I'm going to
And doing a great job, Tom.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you, Emily. And I did get the Labrador one. I didn't get the other one. Our driver's becoming blind-sighted was the one I got. Thank you kindly. I appreciate the call. I'll take another couple of calls on this after the break at 5 o'clock. And again, I'm just like, I'm amazed, I'm touched, I'm moved. And I know we have a lot of blind people listening to the show. And I always knew it, but I didn't realize quite how many. And it's really kind of, you know, not going to lie, it's kind of emotionally overwhelming. But I guess I'm more emotionally overwhelmed by it than you guys who are blind and you ladies who are blind, because everybody is saying, yeah, basically you just adapt to it. I don't know that I have that kind of resiliency in me at this point to adapt to it. It is, and remember, just with one eye, I fell down the stairs, bruising my pride more than my body.